Hello everyone, welcome to this new episode. Again, we're going to talk about this challenge of one movie per day, and this is the ninth week. So basically this week I watch The Guardian of Galaxy, The Great Gatsby, and I Choose to Live, Bruce Springsteen on Broadway, Pretty Woman, and The Age of 17. And I forgot The Age of Adeline. So the first one I watched was The Guardian of Galaxy, another Marvel one. Basically, I don't really remember what the story is about. Like all the Marvel movies I watch, if you have noticed, as I said last week, it's too long. Those movies are too long. And also, there's too much action, and it's really complicated to follow, the name and that idea. So, but you would say it's normal, it's action movies, and it's also, I would say supernatural, but it's not just the right term. But you know what I mean when you have some superheroes from other worlds with special names. You don't remember that much about them. Well, that's not my favorite kind of movie. But as you know me, I love to watch a movie before saying, no, I don't like it. I don't want to say, oh, I don't like this movie. Yeah, but did you watch it? No. But so, how you know? I decided to watch all the Marvel movies in the right order, so I'm gonna do it. And this week it was The Guardian of Galaxy. So basically, I'm not going to tell you about the synopsis. I'm just telling you what I think about it. What I loved is in this movie is that it's funny. There's a lot of jokes. There's a lot of funny scenes. And I don't think there's a lot in other Marvel's movie. Like last time in Captain America, I don't remember that I laughed that much. But in The Guardian of Galaxy, it's easy to laugh. Mostly because of Groot. He's very funny. And yeah, basically, that's why I love. That's funny. That's some funny scenes, even if there is a lot of actions. And also the decors are a little bit recognizable, There was one of the train station of my country was in the movie, and I was like, "What? How can it that be possible? Why some American producer would took, inspiration in a small gas, a small train station in Belgium, so." It was funny, and I find the decor more joyful, more, I don't know, it's more dreamy than in other where it's really dark. And yeah, because of the funny scenes, it was easier for me to follow the story. And I get a little bit more attached to them, to the characters, because of that too. So, but what I don't like is also that too complicated to follow, to understand what's the main, I remember watching it 2 times this movie just to understand what the story is about. And that's not normal. So basically, yeah, it's not my favorite kind of movie, and it's too difficult for me to follow, to really get into it, So I don't know, maybe I'm not smart enough, I don't know, but yeah. But this one, it's not as bad as Thor or the Captain America or the Avengers. Those one, I really didn't like them. But this one, it's lighter, I think. But, well, it was my impression. I don't know about yours, but that's what I thought. After that, I watched Gatsby, so The Great Gatsby, the film with Leo DiCaprio. And I never read the books, but it's in my book list to read book. you know, I don't know how you say that, you know, but I have the book, so I'm gonna read it one time, but I'm not really into classics. So before watching this movie, I was like, I hope the movie is easier than the book, even I've never read the book. But that's what I'm always afraid about classic book, is because it's sometimes, you know, the way it's written, it's really complicated to understand because it's not the same. Now, people wasn't writing and expressing themselves the same as now, back then, in the beginning of the 20th century, or in the 19th century, or even before. It was not the same way to express, to talk, and to write either. So I'm always, you know, I've been a little bit traumatized by my classic readings in school, because I will never get into a story, I never get attached. Every time I read a book, I need to be attached, I need to easily understand the story, so I can also analyze what's behind the lines, you know. But in classic books, most of the time I was bored, so I always tiptoes before reading a classic book. But it's not always the case. Some, like, for example, I read Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice. And, well, it's not a book review here, sorry. But I was a little bit bored because it was too much details, too much page for saying nothing. So I'm really bored of that. But I understand the story easily. It was not that, you know, the written was not difficult to understand. And the movie is the same. I mean, if you have watched Pride and Prejudice with Keira Knightley, you're like, okay, I don't need to read the book, I understand with the movie. And for me, Gatsby, it's a little bit the same. I understand the movie without reading the books, and but I really want to read the book to give it a chance, you know, but I was a little bit afraid that I will not understand the movie because I don't know what it was about, you know, because I know there was a book, but I don't know what the book is about too, so a little bit confused. But actually, the movie is easy to watch, and I didn't feel really bored, and I would have thought that DiCaprio was playing a jackass, but actually, I didn't find him being a jackass at all. Actually, I have some compassion for him, you know, because for me, he's not a jackass, actually. He's more like he's just a man who can get over a girl, you know. I don't know if you saw the movie or read the book, but in the movie, I got this impression that he was always after this girl that he can have. And yeah, obviously, she's in love too, and she doesn't act on it, naturally, like it was at that time, but I was always like, man, can you stop going after her? She can assume her love. So, get over it, man. Man, a bull. No, I mean, I understand what he's going through, but, you know, at the end, he could have been happy instead of his story being so tragic. Nothing more. I don't want to spoil anyone who never saw the movie or read the book. There's one thing, though, that shocked me in this movie. This is the movie from 2013, so for those who don't want to situate it. So the one thing that shocks me is in the beginning of the movies, you have a Jay-Z song. Man, the story is during the early 20s, you know, I think, I didn't make research about the timing, but the way they are dressed, for me, it's, you know, it's 1920 or something. And I was like, you put a Jay-Z song, even if it's cool, you know, in the first song of the movie, you have like an old song from the 20s and it's perfect. It fits perfectly. And then you have a Jay-Z song and like,
what the hell? What you? No. And I look at the soundtrack, and there's a lot of, you know, there is Florence and the Machine, and I think Beyoncé too. And I'm like, what? I mean, some music in the movie from Beyoncé or other people, I don't remember them. And the, you understand, you heard that the music is adapted to look like a 20 song. And the first one, I was like, oh no, that's not a 20 song. That's an actual song that you put in a movie supposed to take place in the early 20s. Who did that? Please. I mean, am I the only shocked? I mean, can you just put a good song from the 20s? Another Jay-Z one, please. I mean, it's Jay-Z. What? Let's keep Jay-Z and Beyoncé for 50 Shades of Grey, okay? Not for this one. So, that's a little thing, but I wanted to clarify this. After that, I watched a French documentary. In French, it's called it Et j'ai choisi de vivre. And in English, you can translate it in as And I Choose to Live. It's a documentary about parents who go through the death of their child, the children, and I'm like, I don't know why I watch this. I mean, I'm not a parent, so I can't relate. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this one here because I can't relate to it. I mean, it's tragic, it's difficult. I've been through a lot of mourning time, but the death of a child, I can't face it because, I mean, I can understand it. I can say, oh, yeah, I have compassion. Yeah, I mean, I have compassion, but I can't say I understand their pain because I don't have a kid. So, and I never lose a kid. So, I don't want to compare any of my previous pains to theirs. So, I don't think you can watch this one in English or maybe with subtitles, but if you're going through that right now, that you lose, that you have lost one of your children or your only child, like, you know, through I don't know what, but, you know, if you're going through, maybe this documentary will help you. And, yeah, I will stop here because I can talk about this and help people with that. I mean, I'm not good at it. I'm sorry. After that, I watched the concert of Bruce Springsteen at Broadway and on Broadway. Sorry. And I don't know what to say about that. I mean, it was not what I expected because, you know, I expected a concert, a really rock and roll concert, but it was more calm than I was expecting. But it's maybe because it was on Broadway and not in Madison Square Garden or Hyde Park, you know. But yeah, good to see a concert because it was at that time, you know, when I watched it, it was in 2021, so we couldn't go to concert at that moment. And so yeah, it was good. I mean, I recognize some song, but I don't know his musicography by heart, but I enjoy it though. After this one, I watched a really classic movie. I watched Pretty Woman. Yeah, I never watched it. I know, it's a shame. I know, it's not possible. Yeah, I know. So I really wanted to watch it because I heard a lot about it. And, you know, for the song also from Roy Orbison, I think. I was really curious about it. And, I mean, it's a strange movie. My first impression was, no, my expectation was, it was I thought it was a story between, a love story between a witch girl with a poor boy or a witch man with a poor girl, you know. And actually, it's not really like that. I mean, it's a little bit, but I'm actually, the story is about a hooker who's been employed by a witch man. And, you know, this movie can't be a porno, so naturally you don't see too much sex scene. And actually I was surprised because the guy in question that engaged this hooker is not really into having sex. He's really respectful, he's really, I don't know, it was really surprising. And naturally you expect that they fall in love, but it's not that easy. She's not that easy with him. And because, I mean, naturally you saw it coming. She's not expecting someone disrespectful with her. She's expecting maybe to be treated like an object and also to be rejected. And she is guarded, so naturally she's not open to a real love story with him. And I think that's what makes this movie beautiful. But I would not, I mean, after watching it, I was like, why this movie is so known, so famous, you know? I mean, I feel like, I don't know about you, but I feel like most of the most famous movie, the most, you know, that people recommend are really overrated. I mean, it's like The Bodyguard. I thought it's a good movie, but not that good. I can say it's one of the best movies of all time. It's a good one, but not that. I mean, maybe my standards are not like anyone else, but yeah, maybe I'm picky, but I assume it, you know? I want to be surprised. My standards are very high, and I'm not gonna apologize for that, you know. And if you're like me, you understand what I mean. But if you're like everyone and a good love story is okay for you, then go for it. I mean, good for you. The next one, it's The Edge of 17. And not The Age. It's The Edge. You know what I mean? I thought it was The Age, like the number, but no, it's The Edge of 17. Well, I thought I watched it because Woody Harrelson is in it, and I really liked him as an actor. But you saw him like 10 minutes in the movie, and it's so sad. To be clear, I found this movie classic, predictable, and really boring. Yeah, that's it. And yeah, it's because it's a teen movie. I mean, the story is about a girl who doesn't have friends, and when she's a kid, and then she finally finds a friend and they stay best friends forever. Like, they stay friends in high school, you know, and it implodes because her best friend sleep with her brother. And she's like, you're just a fling, so why you stay with him? Why did you do that? Why you sleep with my brother? And then she's mad at her brother, say, why did you do that? And so on. But the brother and the best friend are like, yeah, we are so in love. I respect her. She's not just a fling. And obviously the main character, Nadine, doesn't believe it. Like, because she knows her brother, how he is with girls. So she also struggles with her own love story because she's in love with a man, but he's the popular guy and she's not popular. And
you saw it coming. So she made some mistakes and realized that the guy she's in love is not the right guy for her. I mean, everything was almost predictable. Every time I saw some plot twist arriving, I was like, I can't bet on this. You know, I could have bet on what would happen. And I mean, when I will watch a movie when I'm really surprised of what happened, you know, when the plot twist is a real plot twist, this one is not. I'm like, okay, I got another teenage movie. next time will be better. So, not a great one for me, this one. Even if Woody Harrelson is a good guy in this one, I mean, it doesn't change the fact that the movie is not around Woody. Too bad. Well, to close this week, I watched The Age of Adeline. I mean, that's the name in French. In English, it's just Adeline. For those who don't know, it's played by Blake Lively. Or Lively. I don't know how you pronounce that. And she's one of my... I'm not saying... Yeah, one of my favorite actresses, but... Because she's just gorgeous in everything she do, you know, she's just perfect physically. I don't know her personally and emotionally, so I don't know how she is as a person, but physically she's gorgeous all the time. And in this movie, wow, again, you know, I knew her from Gossip Girl naturally, like most of the people around here. So saw her in a movie when she's playing a totally different character than her character in Gossip Girl, it's mind-blowing. No, clearly, it's a good movie, really. I really love this one. So the story is about Adeline, a woman, and she almost died, but after her near-death experience, she stopped aging. So she always stay young and beautiful, and she navigated through years, and she met people, and so people are like, you know, men fall in love with her, but she's like, I can't fall in love with you because I'm not aging, so when you die I will stay the same, you know. And I mean, this movie was so poetic, and so I really love the character of Adeline. She's sweet, wise. You know, I mean, just watch it. It's a really good movie, and you don't need to think too much to understand it. It's really an easygoing movie without to be too cliche. You know what I mean? Yeah, because the previous one was too predictable for me. This one is the opposite. I really love this one. I was really surprised. I didn't expect this movie to be about this story. So, best movie of the week, clearly. So, it's the end of the night. Tell me what you think about, if you saw one of these movies or not. If you are like me, you don't like predictable plots, but... and we see each other next week, yeah. I think I will stay, you know... I will try to stay constant here and post every week. It's not easy because it's not my main job, and it took a lot of time to just took, you know, 20 minutes to talk in a quiet room just to a computer. It's I mean, I love talking to people, but talking to a computer is something strange. But I realize sometimes people don't like to hear me. So if you feel alone and you want to catch with someone and you want to hear someone talk to a computer, check this episode. Check my podcast, okay? So, I have a lot of ideas for the next step of this podcast, and I will keep you updating in the episode. So, if you follow from the beginning, you will be the first one to know about the future. So, bye guys, and thank you for listening.